Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Getting the right plants to grow in recreated wetlands is the research topic for Marie-Claude Roy. MC, as she's called by her colleagues, is a doctoral student in wetland ecology at the University of Alberta. Some of the reclaimed oil sand sites that she's studying have tailings or process water in them, some don't. MC is comparing the pond plants in these to those growing in natural wetlands.
Well, first, when we take, let's say, the open water zone, so most of this zone is composed of plants that are completely submerged in the water. When I compared this vegetation in created wetlands that have received tailings, I quickly realized that those wetlands are less diverse in species diversity. And not only they're less diverse, but they are also colonized by species that we don't find usually in natural wetlands and in wetlands that do not contain that tailing. Yeah, it is quite an interesting result because obviously if we come back to the objective, that is to reclaim wetlands that are equivalent to the natural ones, then this might not happen for the open water zones. And we get about the same story for the emergent zone as well.
Marie-Claude says one of the factors affecting plant diversity is differences in water chemistry between natural wetlands and those with processed water. Thanks today to Syncrude Canada Limited. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.